If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The only place in football where the offense is always on the field is on Moneyline. With the two best hosts in radio, Donnie Wrightside.
If anybody wasn't watching this, I don't know what you were doing.
And Kevin Walsh.
Forget act like you've been there before.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, SiriusXM Channel 159.
All right, let's get to it. We're here with you on Moneyline on a Tuesday, SiriusXM Channel 159. I'm Kevin Walsh. Little under the weather. That time of year, I know people going through some of the seasonal allergies as well, but it's a big time of the year. It's a big time of the year. A week away from the NBA season, we're in the midst of the WNBA Finals, Major League Baseball playoffs with New York Yankees 1-0, New York Mets 1-1 against the LA Dodgers. College football's red hot, but on this Tuesday, same story as last Tuesday, it's not just beginning with the NFL, it is beginning with the New York Jets. And the Jets today acquire what is still, I think, one of the better wide receivers in football. I don't think we would label Devontae Adams one of the five best. I think those days have passed by. One of the 12 best, though, feels like he would fit inside that category. I'm not sure he's the best receiver on his brand new team, as Devontae Adams is officially a New York Jet today after a trade that'll send a conditional third-round pick to the Las Vegas Raiders. There are a few conditions that could turn that into a second-round pick if those end up coming true, then it'll be more than worth it for the Jets. If you get an all-pro out of Devontae Adams, or if he's on the AFC title game or a potential Super Bowl roster, then everything would convey. But again, a second-round pick was kind of always the expectation here. And I do think there's a conversation to be had about the rest of the league not beating that offer. I do not know if the Jets taking on all of the money plus the draft compensation allowed them to win out. I don't know if Devontae Adams had NBA-level power in choosing his landing spot. If he did, then again, the mystery of this is pretty open and shut. But the question for the New York Jets, who are now 2-4, losers of 3 in a row, and making a move like this, the questions are, is it going to work? And the expectations for the Jets have shifted pretty quickly. Yes, they would still love to make the playoffs and go on a deep run. And I'm sure in that building they believe they can, and it's why you make a move like this. But the expectations from the books, well, this is now a team with the updated news that Devontae Adams will be on this team with a 7.5 win total. Minus 162 to the over. If you get over it, though, by one win, you're still a sub-500 football team. Jets are around plus 138 to make the playoffs. While that number is not monster, it doesn't mean that they are knocked out and done. There are more than seven teams with better odds to make the playoffs in the AFC at this point in time, which of course means the Jets would be left out of the dance. And if you are the Jets, and this doesn't work, and again, they have shifted the expectations due to this awful start, that now working will be making the playoffs. If they get to the playoffs, they can sit here and say it worked to whatever degree they'd like. But if it doesn't work, what does next year look like? If you don't make the playoffs, there's no way Ulbrich is keeping that job. If you don't make the playoffs, is Aaron Rodgers coming back? Or is Rodgers walking away? If you don't make the playoffs and Rodgers walks away, is Davante Adams walking away? If you don't make the playoffs, are you rebuilding? Or are you pushing all in again for a veteran quarterback? Are you drafting a quarterback? Are you a trade-up candidate to get in the mix for Shador Sanders or Jalen Milroe or Carson Beck, Quinn Ewers? Is that where we are right now? Or is that where we will be with the New York Jets if this does not work? It's all on the board. It's all on the board. But they have successfully, through their failures, shifted the expectations. The preseason expectations for this team, we all know, right? They had to not just make the playoffs. They had to go on a run. They had to win a playoff game. They were preseason division favorites. Well, last night at home, they lose to the new division favorites, the Buffalo Bills, who entered that game favored in the Jets building despite being the significantly less healthier team. But again, that's how the Jets have shifted the expectations. But now the expectations are make the playoffs. A 2-4, three-game losing streak. If they get in, they can kind of poke their heads up out of the sand and say, ah, it worked out. Yeah, if Saleh wasn't around in the beginning, right? Heck, maybe they'll even willingly be able to blame some of it on Nate Hackett. Rodgers, for moments of that game, was playing his best football of the season. The late interception, he feels Mike Williams ran the wrong route. I actually believe him, because I don't think it's an arm strength thing that would cause Rodgers to underthrow that football. I don't know, maybe even if Mike Williams ran the wrong route, more so than Mike Williams didn't make the appropriate adjustment. He then also, if he just would have adjusted smoothly, he would have caught that football or probably drew a pass interference penalty with the way those penalties were flying last night. But instead, Rodgers was picked. Jets offense didn't touch the field again. So now we try and figure out if this team's going to make the playoffs. So let's have some fun. We got an hour here today. Everybody's talking Jets. Feel free to jump in that chat box if you're on the YouTube chat with us. You can shoot out your Tuesday plays if you've got them. But if you are talking Jets here, again, send it in. Do you think the New York Jets will make the playoffs? Well, I look at the Jets schedule, right? Six games down. Nah, how many more to go? 11 more to go. And I think 9-8 is actually like a very reasonable projection. Kind of break up the schedule, the five games that they'll play before the bye, they could be booked as favorites in all five of those games. They could. I think projecting them to go 3-2 is totally fine. If you look at the trio of games that'll follow the bye week, they're home against Seattle and Miami at Jacksonville, 2-1 on the board. They'll close home against the Rams at Buffalo and then home against the Miami Dolphins. 2-1 on the board. That would get them to 9-8. But it's a crowded conference. It is a very crowded conference right now. So we'll put the division favorites in. Texans, Bills, Chiefs, Ravens. That'll leave us about six more teams for three spots. We'll project them out. The Steelers, the Chargers, the Colts, the Bengals, the Dolphins, and what does it mean for the Jets? Here on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's go get them, shot. All right, we're back to right here. We're live on Sports Grid. We're talking to New York Jets. Why wouldn't we be? You're out there in the chat box with us on this Tuesday, though, on Moneyline, and we'd love to have you. A little solo style on this Tuesday, as it always is. And I figure we can go through the conference here. So we can kind of separate the top and the bottom. The Chiefs are 5-0, the Texans are 5-1, the Ravens are 4-2, and the Bills are 4-2. Now, so Pittsburgh is also 4-2, but with the way Baltimore looks and the way they project, the way the pricing is, let's just call the division winners the division winners currently and leave them alone. Let's scrape out the bottom. Jags, Pats, Browns, Titans, they're all with one win. They're gone. The Raiders are 2-4. They just traded Devontae Adams. They have the third worst point differential in the conference. Let's get them out. They're gone. Denver at 3-3. It's probably a little unfair to move them along. I could see them being sellers, though. I could see a Cortland Sutton being moved on. The Bo Nix stuff has not been great. Maybe it's unfair to move Denver out of this pile. And maybe I'll circle back to Denver, but I'd rather include Miami because we think Tua could come back at some point. But even that could maybe be on the fringe. But we know the Steelers, the Chargers are in the mix. They only have two losses, right? The Cincinnati Bengals at 2-4, same record as the Jets, have more favorable odds right now. And the Colts at 3-3, whether it's Richardson or Flacco, look like they're going to be in the race as well. So let's, and we're going to just do this on air. We'll go through it. I like going through schedules in pockets. So we went through the Jets in three pockets, right? Five games until they're bye, and then two three-game windows. And I really believe that 9-8 is reasonable with advantages and things of that nature. If you're super in on the Jets, I think you could even project 10-7. I really do. The schedule for the Jets, it's not bad. It is not bad. But they've put themselves in a hole. So what else is out there? So let's start with the two lost teams, the Pittsburgh Steelers. So Pittsburgh's going to play two until they're bye. They're both home. They're both against the New York teams. They'll play the Jets, and then they're going to play the New York Giants. A two-game window is a little tricky. I'm going to add the Washington game off bye, and I think you could project that 2-1. The Jets game looks like a toss-up right now. The Jets are going to flash as favorites. We know that you're going to see Pittsburgh favored over the New York Giants on a nice schedule spot, a little extra rest at home. And then they're going to go to Washington. And I know the Commanders have been good, but Pittsburgh's off a bye. Tomlin can have them ready. I don't mind projecting 2-1 for Pittsburgh there, regardless of the quarterback situation. That would get this team to 6-3. So if we're calling the Jets 9-8 in this exercise, you would need to find just three more wins for Pittsburgh to get there. A tough schedule, though. We'll take four games at a time. Home against the Ravens, at the Browns, on a Thursday night, at Cincinnati, home against Cleveland. Really tough. Really, really tough. I think 2-2 is way too kind. I think maybe we were even kind to them on the 2-1 last go-around. So take that four-game window, call it 1-3. I don't think that's wrong. I don't think that's wrong. So now all of a sudden you have a much different outlook here for Pittsburgh, right? Now 6-3 has turned into 7-6 with four more to play. At Philly, whoa. At Baltimore on a Saturday, oh gosh. A Wednesday night home game against the Chiefs, my oh my. and a Sunday nighter in your building against the Cincinnati Bengals, who, for all intents and purposes, would likely need the game. Even if you love the Pittsburgh Steelers, you're slapping them 2-2 in that window? Do you love them that much? Tomlin has some upsets in him, right? But again, if you give them 2-2 in that tough four-game stretch and you're okay with my prior projections, you're at 9-8. So it could just come down to the fact that if they lose to the Jets this coming week, Pittsburgh could potentially get passed by the Jets. Okay, that's not bad. That's a real benefit for the Jets, that the 4-2 team in the Pittsburgh Steelers looks jumpable. Have to win this week. Let's not be silly. The Jets have to win on Sunday. 1.5-point road favorite. Devontae Adams coming in. You have to win that game. Let's do the Chargers quickly. Okay? They've already had their bye. So how many scheduling advantages will this team have? And they don't necessarily own a great home field. Let's grab a 5-game run here. Let's grab a 5-game run of at Arizona Monday night, home against New Orleans, a little bit of a short week, at Cleveland, home against Tennessee, home against Cincinnati. It looks 3-2, 2-3, right? You can kind of call it a bit of a toss-up there. I think if you're projecting 4 wins, you love this Chargers team. I wouldn't be projecting 4 wins in that window. I, though, would rather probably land on a 3-2 scale, right? I think that's fair. They're going to be listed favorites in all of the games. Because they are laying, if I'm not mistaken, to Arizona. Yes, they are. 2.5. They're going to lay at Cleveland. And unless, could they be a home dog to Cincy? Maybe, but it'd be slight. I think 3-2 is a reasonable projection. Now you got a 6-4 team. Decent schedule spot at home on a Monday night against Baltimore. You'll then go to Atlanta on a shorter week, followed by at Kansas City. And then you're going to host the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That is a lot more difficult. That is a lot more difficult of a schedule there. I think 2-2 feels fair. I hear you out on a 1-3, but I think 2-2 feels fair. We now have 9 wins, with the remaining schedule being home against Denver, at New England, at Vegas. Chargers look like a playoff team to me. That looks like double-digit wins. It looks like the Jets aren't catching. Let's keep going through the AFC with you here on a Tuesday on Moneyline. Back to life,
back to life. SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back with you here on Sports Grid. Chargers schedule does not look too shabby. It does not look too bad. It does not. Now, we are trying to project out the AFC, figuring out if the Jets can make the playoffs. And again, we're going to go off a 9-8 record for the Jets. This is not the best way in the world that you can go through this, but I like to go through the schedules in pockets. I think it's really, I don't like the exercise where you go win, loss, win, win, win. I got to throw a loss in there. Take it in pockets. Figure out. It doesn't have to be as exact. I bought a pack of cards like 2 weeks ago. I keep them here on the desk and I don't know. I just shuffle them around like they're playing cards. I told myself when I bought the pack that I was going to bet an anytime touchdown off of the pack. And it would have been DeAndre Swift just based on like who was in the pack. And that's when Chicago destroyed Carolina. And if I would have done it, then I would have just had a lot of cards on this desk. Because then I'd have been jazzed up by it. I didn't do it. So I just have this one. Well, Quinyon Mitchell starts the pack off. Pittsburgh, I think, is vulnerable. The Chargers look very interesting. I almost kind of cut the Chargers off there because you could just clearly tell the schedule lines up for them to finish with more wins than the Jets. Let's do the Colts quick. So a week 14 bye, right? And you've played 6 games already. Let's take a four-game window into a three-game window, and then we'll close it out with the post-bye stretch. Okay, so a four-game window of home against the Dolphins, no Tua, at the Texans, at the Vikings, versus the Bills. That's tough. That is tough. You're catching a field goal plus at Houston and Minnesota and probably home against Buffalo. So if you're the Colts, you're must win this weekend against the Miami Dolphins. Now, you're a favorite. You are. But Miami, we know, is off of a bye. I cannot give this team better than 1-3. I can't. Because I think the Miami game could be losable. I'm not going to project 0-4. I very rarely will go, and you rarely do you find a 4-plus game pocket and go winless. I'm going to say 1-3 in that run. Also, now it's a 4-6 football team for Indianapolis. And I like the Colts. I think Shane Steichen's one of the league's best. I really believe that. We'll see if this team can get right. The three games that send them into the bye: at the Jets, home against the Lions, at the Patriots. That's tough. Here's the deal. You're a dog at the Jets and the Lions at home as well. You're probably going to catch over a field goal. You're certainly favored to beat New England. I think what I'll do is I'll call this 1-2 because they're going to be comfortable. You know, the Pats are so bad. Maybe there's an upset there against either the Jets or the Lions. This is another spot where the Jets are playing against a team that they probably need to beat in order to get where they're trying to go. But at 1-2, I now just ran through this team's seven games, right, until the bye, and project 2-5, and I don't think that's unfair. That's 5-8. That's 5-8 off the bye. At Denver, not bad. Not bad. If it's going to be on the road, it's late, it's at, I don't mind that. Home against the Titans, they're a mess. At the Giants, winnable. Close against the Jags, winnable. Okay, great four-game run. This is one of those things you kind of stuff away in your back pocket. But as the Colts hit the bye, if they are a 5-8, 6-7 team, poke around. Some make playoffs and things like that, because that's a really workable four-game window. I would have to project a floor of 2-2. The thing is, if I'm using the Jets at 9-8, they'd have to go 4-0. And I can't project 4-0. So I have the Jets in front of the Indianapolis Colts with our little pocket presence here. Not bad if you're the Jets. Not bad. Not bad. Chargers in front of them. I can with a win this weekend, push them in front of Pittsburgh, and I think they can get in front of Indianapolis. Right, we have three spots. We have three teams remaining. We're putting the Chargers in front of them. Dolphins, Bengals, and we're going to do the Broncos. Can the New York Jets make the playoffs? Is there value on the New York Jets making the playoffs? I'm trying to answer that question with you live on a Moneyline on Tuesday on Sports Grid. We'll be right back. SiriusXM Channel 159.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Okay, we keep it moving on a Tuesday. So far, the postseason push in the AFC: Chargers in, Steelers, Colts out, Jets question mark, Bengals, Broncos, Dolphins. Let's go to Cincinnati. Bengals are getting a lot of love to make the playoffs, and I get it. They should have a much better record than they do. At minimum, they never, ever, ever, ever should have lost both the games between Kansas City and Baltimore. And if they just won the Baltimore game, they'd be sitting with a share first place in this division. So, and they'd be on a three-game streak, and it kind of would be, you know, high-flying. But this is a Week 12 bye, so let's take the five games that'll send them into the bye. at Cleveland, home against Philadelphia, home against Las Vegas, a Thursday nighter at Baltimore, brutal, then a mini bye at LA, which is not too shabby at all. That's a really tidy 3-2 that you feel awesome about being at least 3-2, right? Browns are a nightmare. They've had issues with that Cleveland team before, but they could beat Philly. And you guys know I'm in on this Eagles team. Vegas are going to be a solid, solid favorite. I don't like that spot against Baltimore, but it's made up for with the LA Chargers. But I don't think I'd push higher. Due to the struggles they've had with the Browns, I'll call it 3-2. I'm not willing to get to 4-1. I can't get to that number, okay? Now, 3-2, they'd be sat there 5-6 heading into their bye. Off the bye, we'll grab three games. We go to where they host Pittsburgh off the bye. Beautiful. At Dallas on a Monday night. And then a shorter week going to Tennessee. Interesting. That's a really tough stretch. There's definitely a loss in there. There's definitely a win in there. Right? Definitely a loss in there. Definitely a win in there. I'll call it 2-1, though. I'll call it 2-1 because Dallas doesn't deserve kind of the tip of the cap. And then maybe they'll just drill the Titans, right? Former offensive coordinator, head coach, the Titans are terrible. They'll be sizable favorites. We'll call it 2-1. So now we have this team up to 500. Now we have this team at 7-7 with 3 to play. Home against Cleveland Thursday night. Mini by home against Denver. It's beautiful. And then you close at Pittsburgh. And if you need it, I'm not saying it's easy, but you'll probably need it. That could be an unbeaten pocket there. Man, this team does have this chance to go on a run, huh? Would it shock you if it's 10-7? Would it 8-3 in their next 11 games? Would it shock you? Would not shock me. Would not shock me. I'd rather bet Cincinnati than New York. Both right now sitting at the same exact 2-4 record. You look at the win total for the Bengals, it's 8.5 minus 138 to the over. You see why. I got to put the Bengals in right now in front of the Jets. That's one spot left, two teams we're playing with. Denver and Miami. That's who we're playing around with here. Now, through the odds, through the make playoff odds of AFC teams, okay? If you look at the way the market is, in front of the Jets, slightly is the Colts, right? And by a good bit is the Steelers. I've moved them past those teams. Behind the Jets, Miami Dolphins at a plus 168 and the Denver Broncos at a plus 245. I want to attack Denver next because that is a 3-3 team and it's a little bit steadier because we got to play around with Tua. Now, we might not need to play. We may not play around with Tua if Denver is a 10-win team for us here. Late bye. Week 14 bye. So we're going to go by a trio of games here. Sean Payton returns to New Orleans this Thursday, followed with a mini bye. Wow. So this is a 7-game window. So we'll grab the first 4. At New Orleans for Sean Payton, it's a return game. Home against Carolina on a mini bye, and then at Baltimore and at Kansas City. Here's what I'll say with this schedule. Okay. That game against Carolina is kind of on a silver platter with that mini bye, with how bad the Panthers are, right? You feel awesome about that win. You're a slight favorite against the Saints on this Thursday nighter. I can't see them beating the Ravens or the Chiefs. I can't. I know they have some upsets this year at Tampa, at New York. I don't really see it coming against Baltimore and KC. Here's my deal. I have to project at a 2-2 because I feel so good about the Carolina win. When you're a slight favorite in one of these games, maybe you shock the world with a Baltimore or KC upset. I'm going to give this team 2-2 in that four-game window. It's probably generous. But that's the way I have to look at it. They're going to be favored in the next two. Home against Atlanta, followed by at Vegas, and then a Monday night home game against the Browns. I do have to remember that Denver's not that good, even if there are some good schedule spots here. You're a home dog to Atlanta. Vegas game will be short. They're a mess. The Browns are so bad. I mean, is that not a gorgeous little run there for Denver to rip off 2-1? I don't love that I'm telling you this team's going to be sat here, you know, 7-6, because that feels like a lot. But even if you go with a big window, and I don't love doing, but if you take a 7-game window here, they're going to be booked as favorites in 3 of the games. And I'm telling you that they can pull off an upset. 4-3 is maybe generous. You want to call it 3-4? I'm going back and forth. Let's do the closeout stretch here. Off a bye, home against the Colts. You love that. You love that. Now, the Colts are off that same late bye, but you're home. You're at the Chargers. You're at the Bengals. And you close against the Kansas City team, who could be playing all backups. Here's what I'll say. It very obviously, for Denver, feels close. I don't love being non-committal for you here. I cannot see them getting to 10 wins, Denver. I can't. I can see them getting to 9. If you look at the win total for the Broncos right now, I'm being aggressive, though, because it's 6.5 at -188. And I'm telling you, I can see them getting to 9. But the thing with Denver is this all crumbles if they lose Thursday, right? If they lose Thursday. Now, they beat the Jets already. Like, imagine that that's what this comes back to. They lost to a team who threw for 60 passing yards. That is workable. Even if I look at the Denver schedule as soft enough, I don't think they've looked good enough to give them the benefit of the doubt in spots. I want to see where I land on this Miami team. Because to me, if this is just going to come down to Denver or the Jets, you're getting a plus price on both. It would be, there's runway for the Jets. But if I get Miami to 9 or 10 wins, that changes the math. So let's do that on the other side with you. Dolphins on deck.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Many men. Little 50 Cent. Love that. That's great work. That is great work. How about the NBA's back in a week? Can't wait. Shout out X-Man. Shout out Chris in the chat right now. Smoked Media. Devontae Adams, the red zone fix. I will say this. Let's just mention this quick. I don't know. I hope he plays against Pittsburgh because that's awesome. I cannot wait to see the props for these Jets games. Cannot wait. Because Garrett Wilson was a tick under 60, I think, heading into that game. Had 100-plus yards. So did Alan Lazard. If you're the books, right, a Pittsburgh secondary that certainly is usually respected, though we did see Dak light them up. If Devontae Adams, if Garrett Wilson is going to stay, like, do you put both of them at like 50.5? You might. Yeah, and you might just look for overs on both. I think that would be interesting. Let's do this Dolphins. Let's do this Dolphins schedule here. This is tricky. So we don't know when Tua's going to play. He's not playing against the Colts. So you shouldn't project him back against Arizona. At Buffalo, feels on the board. I'll say he's back November 17th. Do we think that is fair? We'll do a four-game run here without Tua, and then we're going to put him back in the lineup the rest of the way. I think that's fair. Because they said that he's going to play again. It's dangerous, but we're going to take it for what it is. At the Colts off of a bye, Tyler Huntley. Home against Arizona, at Buffalo, at the Rams. Catching 3.5 this week against the Colts. The Bills' number is going to be a gazillion. Now, if you stun the Colts, you'd get respect against Arizona. But again, you'd be over the moon to snag that split, wouldn't you? You'd be probably a projected dog. And that Rams team could be pretty healthy. So I think calling it 1-3 with the way they've looked is not unfair. And that means you're 3-6, and I'm throwing Tua out there, right? That's what we're going to call it. They're 3-6. Tua comes back. Heroes welcome at home against Vegas. And we'll take this now in 2 4-game pockets. Home against Vegas, home against New England, at the Green Bay Packers, and then a mini bye where they get to host the New York Jets. I'll call it 3-1. Vegas is bad. New England is bad. I don't think Green Bay is unbeatable. I think the spot against the Jets is wonderful. I will call that 3-1. Well, no, all of a sudden you're 6-7. I'm telling you this now. I mentioned this a few weeks ago on Game Time. Tua's MVP case is, it is hard, I know, to see him cross the finish line. It's hard, but he was 201. I'll see if they've updated that number, if they've left it around. But due to the fact that that race is a little weak, if Tua comes back, and let's just say I give them, I 3-1 in this next run, probably won't happen, but let's just say I did, and they go 6-2 and make the playoffs, I think you have to consider him. Probably doesn't win it. But again, they've been atrocious without him. If a team with their starting quarterback, okay, goes 7-3 with and 2-5 without, and the offense goes from 30 a game to 12 a game, he deserves some consideration. So 6-7, they go to Houston, home against the Niners, at Cleveland, at the Jets. That is tough. That is really tough. As somebody who was in on the Dolphins, I want to say 2-2. Here's where this gets tricky, and here's why the Dolphins are a tough projection. So let's say I give them 2-2. We're at 8-9. Okay. What if I sent Tua back in? Like, what if in my projection I put Tua back out there too early? What if Tua is not going to come back until December 8th against the Jets? Well, now, home against Vegas, home against New England at Green Bay, right? Which is probably like a 2-1 window, is a 1-2 window. They're done. That one win is done. What if Tua plays against Arizona? Well, now, all of a sudden, you're favored against Arizona. You might be favored on the road against the Rams. It changes everything. But I don't think those bets on Miami are good bets. I don't think the playoffs are good bets on Miami, in my opinion. They're too short. That's why I mentioned Tua's MVP. If you want to bet on, ooh, Tua might come back and things could work out, I think you want to chase bigger ticket items. 35-1 to win a conference. I'd much rather. I'd rather Miami to win the conference than Pittsburgh. Because even if Pittsburgh is more likely to get in, Miami, I think, has a better chance to do damage. I do believe that. So I look, though, and this is an exercise for the Jets. I think the Chargers get them. I think the Bengals get them. And then I look at the Jets and the Broncos as a legitimate tight race. But truly, and I hate to say this to somebody who just did this, but this was all irrelevant if the Jets lose to the Steelers this coming week. It's over. If they lose to Pittsburgh at 2-5, lose another tiebreaker to a team in this race, it is done. The Jets will officially be cooked and will be on their way to missing the playoffs again. Must win game to the utmost degree is coming this weekend for the New York Jets. We'll talk a little college as we get you out of here on a Tuesday solo style.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, yo.
Back to here. On SportsGrid, closing it out. Money line. But a fun little run. I enjoyed that. Hopefully you did as well. Little exercise in the AFC's playoff race. Cincinnati's going to get in that mix. Can we buy the Bengals big picture, though, with that defense? Because I still think it's bad. I still think it's bad, but I'm interested. I am interested. So we have the updated CFB markets off of another pretty fun weekend of college football. Oregon and Texas are the two biggest locks on the board right now. Texas sitting at the same number as Oregon because they're field goal and a half favorites to Georgia. There's no way I'm not on Georgia. There's no way. Again, nobody's beaten Kirby for a long time that wasn't Alabama. We'll see how good this Texas team is. I will say it's funny. I have been beat up this year routinely betting against Texas. Michigan, UTSA, and this past week with Oklahoma. So you would think I'd learned my lesson. I truly could see due to the fact that I'm – because there's certain teams that you just have to kind of like tip your cap to. Clemson games, I have to pull back. Every time I look at a Clemson game, I'm like, my total looks too high. Could I grab some points? I just back off with the Clemson games. I realized first 2-3 weeks I was trying to get involved with the Clemson games, and I realized I just didn't have it. I didn't. With Clemson. I'm kind of in disbelief at how that offense looks. They're a favorite now to make the playoff, by the way. Clemson, minus 170. But what I'm saying is, don't be surprised if like a Georgia team totals the best bet or a Texas team total under. You know what I mean? I like Georgia in the game, but as somebody that has lost all of these Texas spreads, I might need to shift to another market. Kind of thing. That's the way I'm seeing that. What's interesting, though, if you kind of look right now up and down the make-miss market, is Alabama off of a win plummeting. Talked about Alabama to miss. They were minus 600 on one book to make. We were able to get plus 400. To miss. They're now minus 350 to make in one spot. Well, if they lose to Tennessee this coming weekend, which is very on the board, it's a tight number, one of the best games of the week. Bama is a 2.5-point favorite. Tennessee has been struggling lately. They lose to Arkansas, and then they have the game against Florida at home where they go into overtime and win that game. Walk-off touchdown by Dylan Sampson, three in the game. But if Bama loses, you're talking maybe even money to make. They'll have really tough games remaining. It'll be their second loss in three games. You start to outweigh a lot of the greatness that was that win against Georgia that shot that team up to number one in the country. So that to me is one interesting note. Here's another one, how little the books believe in LSU. And I don't know, man. LSU beats Ole Miss. And the books clearly didn't believe in LSU going into that game. They positioned them in that game as an underdog of 3.5 points, despite Death Valley largely being impenetrable. Ryan Kelly's been incredible with the home field advantage at LSU since taking over that program. And we saw, right, LSU able to pull off a great comeback win and win it in overtime. Well, the books, unimpressed. They're only 2.5 point favorites. The team that is eighth in the AP poll. That's higher than they should be, but again, nevertheless, a team that is eighth in the AP poll is a 2.5 point favorite against an unranked Arkansas. Upsets could possibly be looming for a team that is coming off of their biggest win of the season by far. Miami's also on upset watch with that Louisville game, but we'll break that down in time. We have got football full circle next for you here on Sports Grid Radio.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.